How'd you spend the couple days off this weekend, Logan? Was it hunting? Was it chainsawing? What'd you do?
Oh, mostly just relaxing, guys. Watching a little football, trying to get ready for this weekend.
Were you locked in on all the games? Did you watch all of them? Dion, we had Dion earlier. He said he just pretty much watched one, that Cincinnati-Houston game. Then he knew they were playing Houston, and that was it.
Yeah, I didn't watch a full one of any of them, but I watched parts of all of them.
Do you not watch full games because you find watching football on TV boring? Do you have other stuff going on?
I just get caught up. I'll be watching, and then the kids want to do something, or I got to go somewhere. So there's always something going on.
How different is it when you're watching a game on TV? You know, does it look like a completely different game, Logan, for you than watching the coaches' tape that you guys use to prepare on a week-in, week-out basis?
Yeah, it is. You know, on TV, you only get a certain angle sometimes, but when you're watching the coaches' tape, you get a wide view, an end-zone view, so you can see everything a lot cleaner, I think.
You know, Houston wins, so now you got them coming back. So it's another week of J.J. Watt talk. And, you know, he had a good game against you last time, but not the impact that maybe he's had in other games. Do you get past that game, you beat Houston up pretty good, and you're like, you know what, I know this guy's a talented guy. We got our job done today, but facing him again in the future, you know what he's capable of.
Oh, yeah, he's an outstanding player, and you got to take care of him up front, whether it's running the ball or passing the ball, if you want to have any success. And we know we're going to have to play a good game against him and limit his production.
Is this another week where we're going to have tennis rackets from the defensive line, trying to get Tom ready for what Watt and those guys do in terms of batting balls down, Logan?
Possibly. that's always up to Bill what he wants to do. So, you know, we usually pull out, we do whatever we need to try to get ready for the game. And if that's something we need to do this week, then we're going to do it. And it's playoff time, and you got to do everything that you feel is necessary.
You know, when you watch Houston Texans, I think at the end of the year, they led the league in bringing five or more rushers to the quarterback. So when you go into a game like that, I know they did that against you guys last time, didn't exactly work out, but still planning for a team that's that aggressive defensively has to be a challenge as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, they're not going to change a whole lot. They're a good team, a good defense. They didn't even give up a touchdown in the game the other night. They only gave up two field goals, and I think the only touchdown they got scored was their offense gave up a touchdown. So they're a heck of a defense, and they do a great job.
As a coordinator, a head coach, you guys have played a lot of the Wade Phillips coach defense, and he is getting a lot of the credit, Logan, for that turnaround last couple of years in Houston. Do you notice when you're playing a Wade Phillips defense, are there characteristics of what he does as a coach to try to create pressure on the quarterback?
Oh, yeah, he's an aggressive coach. He likes to blitz, and his teams always blitz a lot. And they give you some different looks, and they're going to give different blitzes. And one thing about his defense is they always play hard. He always gets his guys to play with a lot of effort, and that's how Houston's defense plays it. Those guys are going 100 miles an hour out there.
Another thing you're going to hear a lot this week, I think, is probably a couple years back with the Jets and how the season ended, what happened in the postseason. But I think you can compare the Jets and Houston all you want, but I think this Patriots team is different. I think you guys are a better team, a more well-rounded team. Can you compare this team to that team a couple years back?
I don't know. You know, it's always hard to compare different years. But, you know, that's a learning experience for us to look back and see that we'd beat a team and then the playoffs get beat by them. So hopefully we can change that this time. We're definitely not taking this team lightly. We know they're very good.
But is that hard at any level, Logan, to not say, boy, we beat them 42-14. They're coming back to our building. We've had the bye week. They had to play against Cincinnati. We should beat them. Because human nature, a lot of the fans are saying that today. Like, hey, they beat them so badly a couple weeks ago. It should be another cakewalk here on Sunday. How do you fight that as a player?
Yeah, human nature makes you want to think that way, but if you've been around long enough and played enough teams multiple times in a season, you know the second time is always tough. And they know you and you know them, and they're going to know your tendencies, you know theirs. So it's, the second time around is usually a dogfight, and it's always a lot closer than the first game.
Probably doesn't hurt to have Bill Belichick as the coach reminding you that sometimes, huh? The game a couple weeks ago, a month ago, doesn't matter?
Yeah, exactly. Bill, he's great at serving up humble pie, and I don't think Bill's overlooked any team ever. And you know, he's going to have us working hard this week and trying to get ready.
You know, now that the regular season is over and there's more football to be played, but can you look back at, as far as a grouping, the offensive line, and really be proud of the achievements of how the strides that you guys took. Because there's probably more turnover than you have seen in your time here.
Oh, yeah, definitely a lot more. And, you know, the guys, they always work hard. That's one thing about our group. We always have guys here that work hard, and they want to get better, and they're going to do what it takes to try to get better. And that's all you can ask for them from those guys, and I'm pretty pleased with those guys.
You talked to Matt Light at all throughout this run or when the season ended?
Yeah, I still keep in touch with him. We talk every now and then. He's always talking about stuff. He doesn't watch too much football, so usually we don't talk about that.
In terms of this offensive line, you say getting better as the year went on. Was there a game, Logan, was there a moment, whether it was a practice moment, game moment, where you think things clicked for this group?
I don't know if it was a moment. I think it's just everyone practicing together, playing together, getting guys healthy. That was a main concern of ours this year. We had a lot of guys banged up throughout the year, so we've been together 4 or 5 weeks in a row now, so hopefully we could improve on what we've already improved on. We got to play a lot better right now.
We'll get you out on this. We talked to Dion earlier this hour, and he said, you know, from his standpoint, he felt like the practice this week were good, but they were focused mostly on the team itself, but that there was some scouting of the three teams you could play. What was that mix? And as an offensive line, you know, did Coach Scarnecchia or as a group, did you guys look at those three teams you could play and what the kind of get an early scouting on Houston, Baltimore, and Indy? Those are the three teams you could have played this weekend.
Yeah, we did a little bit of that. Looked at the three teams, and then we also looked at ourselves. We did a lot of went over all the plays we sucked at and the plays that we were good at, and we're trying to improve on the ones we did good and try to get a lot better on the ones we haven't ran so good. So it was good to, from a standpoint of a team standpoint, to go over what we're not so hot at right now.
Wait, so you see, watch all the plays you sucked at. Were there plays they showed of you where you sucked?
Was I on there?
Did you get called out?
Everyone's on there. There's no one safe in this building. So.
He is Logan Mankins. Logan, we appreciate it. Good luck against Houston this Sunday. Let's get him out of this music here. Country Boy Can Survive, Logan Mankins.
Yeah,
thank you.
Definitely. The preacher man says it's the end.